This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We expect President Biden and Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to appear together at the White House today to formally announce that Justice Breyer is retiring. President Biden makes his first Supreme Court pick now, and sources say it promises to be historic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As a candidate, he pledged to pick the first black female justice.
And certainly stands by that.
That's as far as spokeswoman Jen Psaki will go, noting Breyer has not actually announced his retirement.
I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists.
Naming another liberal to replace Breyer would not shift the court's 6-3 conservative majority, but picking a black woman would make high court history.
Will mortgage rates go up? How about car loans? Credit cards? The Federal Reserve is signaling that it plans to start raising interest rates soon to cool inflation. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with what Fed Chair Jerome Powell is saying and what it means for you.
The rate hikes will make it more expensive to borrow for a home, car, or business. Powell says the central bank can manage the process in a way that prolongs economic growth and keeps unemployment low. Inflation is at a 40-year high and is eating into Americans' wage gains and household budgets.
The Dow fell 129 points yesterday. The S&P dropped 6 points. The Nasdaq gained 2 points. Russia's on notice. The U.S. and NATO will not concede to its main demands on Ukraine. And the U.S. is underlining that if Russia attacks Ukraine, its neighbor, there will be massive consequences. It's over for Jeopardy! Champion Amy Schneider. She won nearly $1.4 million on the TV game show, but she lost on last night's show to a Chicago librarian. He says he's in shock. This is AP News. If you go to a Medicare website, you can see new data on nursing homes. The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
Ever wonder about the quality of the nursing home you are considering for mom or dad? Medicare says it's making details on staff turnover and nurse coverage accessible to the public. To find the information, consumers go to Medicare's Care Compare website. Select a particular nursing home, then click on View Staffing Information. They can then scroll down the list to find details about nurse staffing on the weekends and information on turnover for nurses and administrators. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services says its research on the links between staff turnover and quality of care suggests that as turnover decreases, the overall quality rating for a facility goes up. The change drew praise from advocates for raising the bar on nursing home quality, but the American Healthcare Association called the agency's action tone deaf. In a statement, the industry group says the government should instead help address the labor shortage that is leaving many direct care jobs unfilled. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.